USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A key part of President Biden's agenda now on hold. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing yesterday that more time is needed to pass Biden's infrastructure bill. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox News this bill is not about infrastructure.
And they know that this $3.5 trillion spending bill, which is actually about $5 trillion, plus the $1.2 trillion in infrastructure, plus the $1.9 trillion they've already done, is to drive up the debt so that they can increase the taxes and say, oh, by the way, don't look at that number. It's paid for, and people do not believe it.
Biden's still confident the infrastructure bill and his spending bill will pass. He says it doesn't matter if it takes 6 minutes, 6 days, or 6 weeks. It will get done. The U.S. reaches another grim COVID milestone. Johns Hopkins University announcing yesterday that COVID has killed over 700,000 people in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
A possible breakthrough in treating COVID. Merck and Ridgeback Biotherapeutics announcing yesterday a new pill to treat the virus. The company says molnupiravir can reduce hospitalizations or deaths by about 50%. USC Dr. David Agus on CBS News.
So this certainly makes it much easier to treat, and in the end will probably save many lives.
Like monoclonal antibodies, the pill is meant for those with mild to moderate symptoms, but the pill is much cheaper. If approved by the FDA, this would be the first pill to treat COVID. The company hopes it can be available by the end of the year. There's optimism ahead of UN climate talks. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry in Italy today before talks begin in Scotland October 31st. Kerry says he thinks enormous progress can be made at the 12-day summit. The goal is to get more countries to commit to keeping Earth from warming no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial levels. Abortion rights advocates marching across the country today. The 2021 Women's March expected to draw hundreds of thousands of women to Washington, D.C. and other cities in all 50 states. Organizers say the march comes as women face the most dire threat to abortion access in our lifetimes. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Australia easing a major COVID restriction. Brad Bernard has the details.
Beginning in November, Australia will lift a COVID-19 travel ban for its vaccinated residents, allowing them to leave the country for the first time in months, the Associated Press reported. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Friday that when 80% of Australians aged 16 years and older have been fully vaccinated, that travel ban will be relaxed.
And that will enable Australians who are fully vaccinated and Australians and residents of Australia who are overseas who are fully vaccinated to be able to travel again.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
North Korea may re-engage with South Korea. Wendy King has more.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said that Pyongyang would restore severed communication lines with Seoul in early October in a sign of thawing inter-Korean relations. In a speech delivered to North Korea's parliament, Kim said he wanted communication channels restarted to see the recovery of the North-South relations from the present deadlock. In his address, Kim said that the United States remains utterly unchanged in posing military threats and pursuing hostile policies toward North Korea. He called efforts at engagement no more than a petty trick for deceiving the international community and hiding its hostile acts. Washington responded by calling for North Korea to return to the negotiating table. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.